Although Democrats have a hold on most elected offices in the county, the Berkshires were well represented at Saturday's Massachusetts Republican Convention in Worcester. Very little about being a Republican from the Berkshires is easy.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really interesting because some of these people are like, I had to travel all the way from Springfield. I'm like, excuse me, I started at 3 a.m. to get here.
Christine Canning, a Republican from Lanesboro, ran for the county state Senate seat in 2016 and in the special election for the first Berkshire District State House seat in 2017. Neither bid was successful. A former teacher at Pittsfield's Taconic High School, she now runs an educational consulting firm.
Driving up in Berkshire County, what's really good is to see that there are more of us, because Berkshire County has been pretty much the last 50 years all Democrats in one party. And it's nice to see that there are obviously a lot of people from Berkshire County here who are eligible to vote and are making a difference.
Hailing from what's become a deep blue part of a historically deep blue state, Canning's brand of Republicanism exists in a gray area.
It's really interesting because there's Republicans and then there's Massachusetts Republicans. And for a Massachusetts Republican, someone might say Christine Canning is conservative. But if I go other places, people think I'm so left-wing and Democrat. It depends, I think, where you are in the nation.
According to state statistics from February 2017, there are just under 8,000 Republicans in Berkshire County, making up around 9% of registered voters. Statewide, there are less than 500,000, about 11% of registered voters. At the convention, anti-gay activist Scott Lively drew enough support to advance to a primary against first-term Governor Charlie Baker. Canning says that's one issue that sets her apart from the roughly 27% of delegates who supported Lively.
There's no excuse for this in this day and age. It's just reinforced Jim Crow laws, bigotry, and a way to hide hate. And I refuse to be a part of it. And yes, I am Republican, but I'm not that kind of Republican.
Canning would rather focus on pocketbook issues.
One of the things is, if you look at Worcester County, how much better they have been doing. And it's fiscal responsibility, it's fiscal accountability.
Steve Miller is an associate professor of mathematics at Williams College and sits on the Mount Greylock School Committee. He says Republicans are underrepresented in the Berkshires, especially on college campuses.
There's a lot more who have similar views, but unfortunately the culture makes it very difficult for students, faculty, and members of the community to speak up along these lines.
His major issues are illegal immigration, national defense, and education.
But another reason that I'm here is Williamstown and Lanesboro have shared a middle school and a high school for the past approximately 50 years, and we recently voted to merge completely the school districts. So now we have a unified school district for the two elementary schools, the middle and the high school.
Miller has been involved in the finances of the merger.
How do you allocate state funds now that you have a common district? How do you provide support? One of the reasons I'm here is to talk to people about efficient ways to have shared services and build up contacts. We have dwindling populations and large buildings. We have to figure out how can we efficiently use resources across multiple towns? How do you coordinate across multiple towns? We're going through a lot of these problems together, and I'm here to talk to people about what we can do.
There's a certain stigma associated with being conservative in Massachusetts, and especially in the Berkshires.
Christopher Tufts is 21 and lives in Great Barrington. He was at the convention, his first, as a volunteer for the John Kingston U.S. Senate campaign.
Fundamentally, I mean, I believe in smaller government. I believe in the autonomy of the individual. I don't feel comfortable with having the government regulate every single aspect of our lives. One of the primary things that really frustrates me about Massachusetts is our gun control laws here. It seems like they're overbearing and they target law-abiding citizens like myself.
Despite the stigma, Tufts says he'll persevere as a Republican in the Berkshires.
It's one of those things that you just kind of have to work around. But, you know, I am who I am, and I have strong convictions, and I'm not going to change those just because, I might be scrutinized.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.